You know. Connect the dots. When you hear the music, it's time to get up and dance and connect the dots. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots. Yeah, and believe me, there are plenty of dots to connect. Hey, it's also a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. Yeah. If you got a phone, you can participate. And let me tell you that the world has gone crazy. That's right. You know, everything is being exposed. And unfortunately, people are still asleep at the wheel. I mean, there's just too many people walking around like zombies, you know? And it's unbelievable, you know? I'm sitting in the diner looking out the window, and it's amazing how many people still don't understand that you don't need to put masks on like you used to. I mean, sure, there's so few crazy places left, like New York City, where there's still, like a hardcore communist country forcing the people to do things that are stupid or pay a penalty. Crazy. I'm sure there's other places in the world, too, but then there are places that you don't have to do that anymore, but people are just, they've been so brainwashed into just following rules. And of course, that's what governments are counting on. The TV commercials are still coaxing people to get poison injected into their bodies via the harmful vaccines. That's right, they are harmful. And they have ingredients in them that there is no reason for these ingredients except to poison your body and cause all kinds of problems. And they are still tricking you and trying to trick you into volunteering to allow some stranger to inject some unknown substance into your body. And of course, the person injecting it into you, they don't know what's in that vial that they're injecting into you. They just believe what they were told and they follow instructions like good little robots. And of course, you know, everything talked about it officially is still an ongoing lie. Now, what's really crazy is how we, the people, the same people of this world, how can we allow this to go on? Why aren't these people being confronted and arrested for crimes against humanity and being willful saboteurs of their own country? Why aren't they being arrested? Hey, if anybody knows the answer to that, call in. We'll talk about it. But I have my own opinion on it. I mean, there's just so much bribe money and controlling fear tactics put out there to allow this to continue. I mean, in the last couple of years, government knows for sure that the people will obey. And those that don't are such a small bunch. And out of that small bunch, most people aren't willing to take the physical actions necessary to make it happen. You know, if we keep complying with what's being dumped on us, by the World Takeover Group, the New World Order, that has infiltrated every country in the world. That's right. And just as I speak to you here from the United States, our U.S. Congress is totally infiltrated. It didn't start overnight. I mean, it didn't happen overnight. It took quite a while. Slowly but surely, they had the whole U.S. Congress, just about a member, you know. And then the biggest speak-out guy is Rand Paul, but one lone voice is not going to change the government's rotten attitude nor their criminal behavior. So it's down to the bottom line here, you know? I mean, physical actions, strategic physical actions have to be taken to dethrone these criminals in government who are destroying the world. They all have their own crazy reasons. Some of them is they just want more money. Others, they want more power. And a new world order totalitarian government will give them more power. And then some of them are being blackmailed and bribed to go along with what the new world order wants, or they'll be exposed. Something they've done in the past will be exposed, and they're fearful of that happening. Well, that's a great control tactic, you know. They put the honey drippers out there, and they catch quite a few of these criminal politicians into doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And it's just sickening. Nobody wants to do anything, you know. I just can't imagine why no one in the military, somebody has to stand up and take its stand against the invaders from another world destroying our human society. You know, they have to be arrested, these traitors in government. And there's quite a few, but they have to be taken out now, because they're not going to stop on their own. They've got more evil plans on the drawing board, and they're going to continue to create more havoc and do worse things to you than they've done already. And who's watching the skies at night? Do you know how many drones could be flying around now, spreading infectious diseases, infectious variants that they make in the Wuhan lab, the Wuhan laboratory. Yeah, all the mad scientists are holed up there, thinking up more variations of their contagious viruses. And I say, who's out there watching the night skies? You know, it's dark over here. It's 1 a.m. or precisely, about 12 minutes after or 11 minutes after 1 a.m. in New York City. And it's dark out. There could be plenty of drones flying around right now, spreading new variants out on the street. I mean, of course, they want the numbers to go up so they can go back into harsh lockdown measures. And as I've said before on a past show or two, at the end of this month, that conglomerate, WHO, we're not talking about the rock band from the last century, WHO, World Health Organization. That WHO, the WHO, the World Health Organization is having a meeting at the end of this month, only a couple of days away, and they are going to pass their own legislation, and they're going to, with the help of the New World Order fanatics, they are going to impose their will over the government of every government in the world, every nation in the world. That's right. These people that you did not elect, these people that do not represent you, they only represent the New World Order, the dictators who control the world, who are really extraterrestrials, and their number one puppets, owners of corporations, the filthy rich and powerful politicians, but it's all being run behind the scenes by evil extraterrestrials, yeah. And, hey, time to go back and watch that movie, They Live, 1988 movie, They Live. T-H-E-Y-L-I-V-E. They Live. If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it, because when the late Roddy Piper, the famous professional wrestler, puts on the sunglasses, he is able to see the true faces of the extraterrestrials that have infiltrated our society, and they're part of the control group to take over humanity, and they're doing it. It's happening as I speak now, and they have the ability to make themselves look like us. In the movie, the movie called They Live, they're doing it with the broadcasting signals of TV networks to help put an illusion of a human face on all of their ugly skeleton faces. And it's working. It's fooling the rest of us. You know, when we walk out on the street, there are creatures that are not of humanity, posing, looking like they are of humanity. And it could be very well, the hoax could be very well being perpetrated against all of us via broadcast network TV signals. And we need to run that experiment and see if we shut off all the TV signals, will the evil ETs be exposed? But, of course, there's the other theory that these creatures who are invaders of our planet have the ability to somehow hypnotically make everyone believe that they look like humans. Well, whatever it is, they are here. They're among us. And they're part of the invaders, the takeovers, the evil ETs from another planet or planets. Anyway, their days are numbered, as the message is. And as I've said before, there's the Galactic Federation, or the Galactic Federation of Light, that is in our solar system. They're in our skies, in motherships. They're on underneath the surface, and they're taking out some of these bad creatures slowly but surely, and they're taking down the electronic fence that keeps our planet isolated from the rest of the universe. And we have to listen to these fake scientists trying to make believe they can't find other sources of existence, of life existence out there. You know, they're sending these radio signals. Well, of course, the universe is much more sophisticated than radio signals. You know, and they're conning you into believing that we're the only life on this world. That's part of the whole scam to begin with, to con the human race to accept life as they've devised for us to keep us under their control. Yeah, they. We're talking about they, the world controllers, the New World Order puppets, and the evil ETs that control the whole shebang. And what I have to say is this. Any communications that I've done with emails regarding the Galactic Federation, their representatives, yeah, they have sites up there on the internet where you can communicate with them via email. So you don't really get to hear their voices or anything. You're communicating with somebody at a keyboard who's been hired to represent them. Well, you know, go over too well. If they can't have a phone number where we can call, come on. These are sophisticated societies from around the universe that have the ability to have a phone number that can be untraced, or they can keep changing the phone number and ping-pong it around so they can't, they won't be found out where they're broadcasting from. It's not that difficult to do. So why aren't they allowing us to talk to them? Now, here's what I found out. Anytime I've talked to somebody who represents the Galactic Federation or is in communication with other worlds and is here as a starseed, well, apparently the starseed's only contact is in their dream state. When they're dreaming, they have visitations and communications while they're in their dreams with the people that are supposed to be the universe races they are supposed to be representing, like the Pleiadians. So even they are not getting to talk directly in the awake state to these other civilizations that they are supposedly representing, the good guys. Yeah, there's good ETs and bad ETs out there. So, again, and another point in relation to these representatives, how many of them are real and how many of them are fake? You know, I recently attempted to communicate with one of these hashtags out there. So, where there's somebody at a keyboard supposedly representing this Galactic Federation of 52 nations that claim they're here via their representatives that go on social media, but we haven't heard from them directly, and apparently we won't, until the so-called event when they finally show their face. Take over all the communication services on Earth and broadcast to us live. So we have to wait till then. But anyhow, back to this little communication recently. They've been talking. They've been tweeting out there because I learned a lot of this from Twitter. The representatives of the Galactic Federation are out there tweeting that they use a site called Cobra. You know, no, it's not a snake. But maybe it is. Bad ETs posing as they want to help us. And if you ever saw that Twilight Zone episode to serve man. These ETs show up at the United Nations, and a big, tall, telepathic communicating creature walks in, humanoid type, but extremely big, walks into the UN as if that was that easily possible, possible that easily, just strolls in while they're having a session, has a book with them, you know, in his hand, and he starts telepathically communicating with the people there, and we are here to help you, you know, we're going to do this for you and that for you. Well, there's a parallel there already, because this Galactic Federation, since they've been communicating on social media, they say they're here to help us, and they're talking about all the goodies they're going to give us, replicator machines like they have in Star Trek, med beds that can cure anything and give you a new body, more tachyon chambers, which are basically frame pyramids with a crystal on top and a bed of crystals underneath, and you lay inside of it, and then it has to be activated to a satellite above the Earth, so to draw in the tachyons from outer space. And that creates all kinds of good things for us. So they're bringing all these, they're talking about bringing all these goodies and the free energy machine, yeah, and full disclosure. That's right, we'll never get it from the government because all the governments are corrupt. They're part of, they're pawns in the game of earthly living chess, as I call it. And all the government people, they're pawns for the dark side. So they're never going to give us full disclosure. So anyhow, I'm drawing parallels here. So you need to really, when the show's over tonight, go on the internet, and I'm sure you'll be able to find that specific episode called To Serve Man. So back to that episode, the ET walks in, just strolls into the UN, like I said, if that were possible, and is carrying, starts telepathically communicating with the officials there in charge of the United Nations, and he's carrying this book. So he's promising, we'll give you fertilizer to grow more crops and this and that. We'll show you how to turn the soil into being nutrient rich and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And then he leaves, but he leaves his book there. And on the book that he leaves, there's a title in English, To Serve Man. So the gullible humans at the UN actually believe that this ET who popped out of nowhere and shows up is going to really help us. To serve us will be to help us. And they start bringing in some of these goodies for Earth, and everybody's convinced that these are good aliens. They're following up on the things they promised for us. So, but the book is written in some undetectable language, and they can't really figure out what's on the pages inside the book. The only thing in English is on the cover, To Serve Man. So things are going peachy keen. Apparently these ETs are helping us do the things they claimed they were going to do for us. And they've arranged for trips for people who would like to visit their world. And all we have to do is jump on their spacecraft, and they'll take us there. Of course, the twist with this Twilight Zone story is the guy who was part of the negotiating team in the beginning, or the deciphering team that was assigned with them to decipher the book that they're working on for years now, and they still haven't deciphered it, you know? It's that complicated of a language. And he decides, well, you know, I think I'm going to take that trip, the next trip, and visit the planet of these creatures who have been helping us out. And as he's climbing up the gangway, up the staircase to get into the craft, his secretary runs out to where the airfield, as if it was that easy to do. But back in 1961, I think you could probably still do things like that. She runs out as he's going up the stairs to get on the craft to visit the home world of the giant telepathic humanoid-looking ETs. And she screams to him, "It's a cookbook, the book to serve man." And then the guy is pushed. The stairs are removed. He's pushed into the craft. The door is slammed. And then he realizes the horror that he is being transported with other people to the home world where they're going to cook him and eat him. Oh, yeah. And by the way, there's plenty of information out there now from different sources that there are ET races out there that eat people. The bad ones, you know? Cannibals. And in fact, the name of this group that in the Twilight Zone episode was called the Cannabits, very similar to cannibals. So a great Twilight Zone episode. Look for it and watch it. So the parallel here is from what the limited amount of information that the keyboard representatives of the Galactic Federation give us. The tidbits. As time has gone on, they gave us more tidbits, and it's all going to culminate with this thing called the event. And they have actually mentioned that they're going to land their spacecraft all over our world, and they're going to land at the UN, the United Nations, just like in that episode. And they promised us, like I said, all the goodies. And, of course, we want to believe they're going to do that. But it's so similar to that episode, it makes me wonder, you know. I'm still not 100% sold. I'm 99% sold that there's the good guys and they're actually going to make good. But in the back of my mind, I know it could be an elaborate trick. And red flags still keep coming up, you know. And the most recent one was, you know, they're talking about giving us the free energy machine. So I communicated with them. Why don't you get in touch with me? And, you know, you guys have the free energy machines. Anybody who's made them, humans that have made them, they've signed their rights over to the energy companies. And the energy companies hold the patents and withhold the devices from humanity on purpose so they can keep selling us fossil fuels. And unfortunately, so my communication with the Galactic Federation via email to their keyboard representative was, I'll show you guys how to start releasing these free energy machines on a limited basis so too much attention isn't called to the matter and the dark forces come in with their goon squads and shut down any operations that get set up. Yeah, there's a way to do it. So I got a reply to that communication, and they said, well, when you're representing, sure, you can do what you're suggesting when you've had the person who has invented the free energy machine contact us, and we'll send our representative. Well, that's very, very suspicious, first of all. So I had to communicate back to them, you know, there's always a little room for misunderstanding in the conversation. And you're the guys with the free energy machines. Why are you saying you support my idea about introducing them when I find the person who has the free energy machine technology? You know, you're the guys with the machines. Why are you interested in me finding new inventors of free energy machines? You know, that's very suspicious there. So I sent them back, you know, hey, this is how it is, you know. I'm counting on you guys to disperse the machines, and I'll show you how to disperse them slowly but surely into humanity on planet Earth. Well, after I sent a response to their ridiculous thing that I'm supposed to look for the person with the, and they approve what I'm doing. First of all, if I knew somebody who personally has invented a free energy machine, why would I be asking their permission? I know how to introduce these things, you know. There's a subtle way to introduce them on a small scale, and it won't cause any big problems for the people who will be manufacturing them on a small basis. So I haven't heard, that was several weeks ago. So I haven't heard a response to that. So that's a red flag, you know. And I've called you out, like, you're the guys with the machines. Why are you interested in me finding someone else? If I found someone else, why would I even be communicating to you? I don't need your permission to release something like that into the public. Well, that's a big red flag there, you know? And it also says they have no intention of giving us these things they're promising until they finally land. And visit the UN, United Nations. Now, I've tweeted to other people out there that apparently have strong connections to the behind-the-scenes civilizations that are actively involved in this ascension of our planet, the raising of the frequencies, the projecting of more love amongst everything. And they... a tweet I got back in relation to my tweet, you know, was they're going to meet with other people besides the government, because my tweet was, you know, if you're planning on going to the UN, meeting with some of the most disgusting, untrustable New World Order puppets who don't represent humanity, why are you doing this? Don't you realize these are all professional liars? And the Galactic Federation has been stating for the number of years, well, we're going to go to everybody and we're going to ask them to change their ways. And if they refuse, well, we'll take them and toss them into the central sun for the real obstinate ones. Well, when you're dealing with a group of professional liars, all the smart ones are going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, where would you now, you know? But in their hearts, they might not be. And that's how deceptive these people are in the United Nations. So why are you going to meet with those people and world governments? And even the elected people in the world governments do not represent humanity. Real people like myself, you know, that have worked real jobs, you know, we're part of the middle class or the lower middle class. We're the people who have the great understanding. And those, we are the people, the general population, that you, the extraterrestrials that claim you want to help us, and I'll just, you know, give you the benefit of the doubt. You're doing all these things that we really can't verify. You're making claims, you're doing this, you're doing that. We can't really verify it. We just have to take your word for it and hope that you aren't deceiving us. So if you land and meet with all these snakes and vipers, professional liars, you're going to get conned. I don't care how highly advanced you are. And so that your plan is kind of flawed in that sense, you know, and you apparently just want to follow your plan, and you don't have any interest. You've shown no interest every time, and I've knocked on the door plenty of times with emails or just tweets out there. I've knocked on the door plenty of times. And you never answered the door, really. And, you know, it's my analysis is that you have no intention of co-creating the future with us, except as you envision it to be. You know, there's a lot. If you're the Galactic Federation, you're claiming to have a billion starships out there in our solar system, you're all watching, and some of you are doing, and you claim to have firepower that can defeat the dark side easily if it comes down to a final physical battle. You know, and you claim victory already, and you claim to be doing all these things, but there's very little we can verify of that. So, but what is noticeable is that there is no intention on your part to meet with those of us who know how to deal with the dark side better than you could ever imagine. Sure, you're dealing with things that we, humanity, wouldn't be able to solve, and we thank you for that, but that's all hearsay. You know, these are things we really can't verify, the general population. But what the general population can do is to teach you guys, the Galactic Federation, of how to deal with the dark forces here. We know their slimy little evil ways. And they're continuing to do it, and continuing as long as they go unabated. They're going to make our lives worse, the dark side, because they control all the world governments. But all this could be changed very quickly if you go, as the saying goes here on Earth, if you get down off the high horse where you're sitting and talk to us regular people and let us guide you as to how to better address our lead up to the event. There's things you guys know, and there's things we guys know. And we have plenty to share together, but you seem to want to run the whole show until you finally land. Meanwhile, it's taking forever. You know, we're all sick of waiting that this long. You know, maybe you're in no rush because you're living in the no time zone in the higher realms. We, on the other hand, in 3D reality, are still with a limited lifespan. Our bodies wear out. The more junk that's dumped on us, the less healthy we become, and the quicker we begin to age. So that's the dilemma we're stuck in, and that's why it's a big dilemma, because you're taking too damn long. You know, I don't know if there's any ETs listening to this radio show, but hey, I put the message out there. I gave up too many, you know, I've given up too many times. I've requested that call into my radio show and let's have a real conversation, you know, with a real member of the Galactic Federation. No, I'm not interested in your keyboard representatives, because that's not a real conversation. you know? But apparently, you're not willing to do that. That's a bad sign, you know? That's what you think you're going to come down here, and it's going to be government, a good government, and we're going to just obey what the government decides to do. That, we don't want that. We had that already. Sounds like you're thinking of giving us an alternative version of what we have already, and what we have doesn't work on planet Earth. You know, and you keep filling us with these dreams of beautiful utopia. Sure, we all know that we, for all put our loving vibrations out there, we can all get along very easily. But it ain't going to work with the systems we have in place now. You know, so your plan is flawed. We thank you again. I thank you for all that you're supposedly doing. But you've offered really no proof of these things you're claiming. Close to no proof. So I question, you know, whom am I communicating with on the emails? Is it a version of the dark side that claims to represent you but doesn't? And, yeah, I can understand you don't want to reveal everything, but like I said, you know, you could be calling into, this is a call-in radio show, hey, 888-627-6008. You could be calling in right now and begin some dialogue with a person who represents humanity. That's right. I'll claim I represent humanity, far better than any elected politician or appointed politician on this whole planet. And there's plenty of other people like me too, but you're not communicating with us. And you're keeping us at bay. We don't like that. You know, that's not very loving. And you've got your plan worked out, and you think you're going to just land. And sure, it'll be better than what we have now, and then all the bad guys will be rounded up and removed. What about all the liars that deceive you and hang on, you know, and there will be them. And you're still got this idea that we can work with the systems we have. No, we can't. These republics that we've set up don't work. You know? They only work for the people who control the representatives. The elected representatives do not represent the masses on planet Earth. And so you think you're going to come here and everybody is going to give up their old ways of thinking, who are politicians, who are in the governments? It ain't going to happen like that. The whole system has to be dismantled, and we could be doing it right now. All you have to do is get off the high horse and come down to ground level here and start communicating with those of us who know what could be done now to begin dismantling the system that is so corrupt it can't be fixed. It's like an old inner tube of a tire with too many patches on it. It's not worth fixing. We can also relate to one of the famous teachings of Jesus, if you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Jesus of Nazareth. Walked this earth about 2,000 years ago, and who bothered to tell everybody, I'm not giving you my ideas. Everything I speak to you is what the Heavenly Father tells me to. Heavenly Father being the single source of all there is. And the teaching I'm talking about is, do not put new wine into old wine, whatever you call those pouches. You know, you put new wine into new leather pouches. That's how they used to carry things around back in those days. So I think you need to read up on the teachings. I'm talking to you, Galactic Federation. You need to read up on the teachings of Jesus, and I think you'll find a few places where your idea, your game plan for humanity is a little flawed, you know? You can't come here, land, and do a brief investigation, remove the extremely bad people, have them arrested, and foolishly believe the deceivers who will just yes you to death and brown nose you, as the saying goes, but they'll still be there. And that system that they learn to work with will still be there. And if they're still allowed to keep their authority, they will not know what to do. So what's the point of landing here and trying to make a corrupt system supposedly work? It won't happen. You know, you're trying to pour the new vibrations into old jars that won't hold them, or old leather sacks that will only taint the new wine you are bringing. You know, I think you need to reread the teachings of Jesus. Most of them are in the Bible, so they're easy to find. But, you know, these are important points I'm making here tonight. And everybody listening to me, we need to start thinking about what is happening here. We need to start investigating why the people who have authority on this world at this point are not arresting the traitors and the deceivers and the abusers of authority. Because things are only going to get worse. Like I said, the end of this month, the WHO, World Health Organization, is going to create their global laws that they claim will override all national laws. And if they're backed up with the people who print the money, the New World Order, they have plenty of money to sufficient money to bribe every government on the planet to give in to their self-proclaimed authority, of which nobody has voted for. So these things are moving fast here, and the Galactic Federation is taking too damn long, you know? And too many red flags are going up. You know, before you get it 100% right, before you show yourselves, there's too many bad things, too much suffering, and too many bad things are going to continue. Now, I know it's our part to project love and be loving and being caring and project our loving vibrations out there, which I do as much as I possibly can. And there's others doing that too. And of course, the Starseeds out there on Twitter, they promote this, and they're setting some good examples. But what you, the Galactic Federation, don't understand is that when you're a regular human being on planet Earth here, and you're subjected to evil from every side, every second of your day, you're being subjected to plenty of evil that's only increasing. It's hard to be loving. It makes it very difficult. Those of us that know how to project loving attitudes, yeah, we can do it naturally. But there's so many other people caught up in the rat race, as it's called. And they're suffering, their lives are miserable, and those kind of people find it very hard to be loving. You know, if you were subjected to all the stuff that the unfortunate people of this world are subjected to, you don't even have a chance to think about being loving, and you've been brainwashed from birth to be hardcore and isolated and rude and obnoxious and hateful and jealous and all those other bad vibrations that keep you in a low frequency, which is not good. Come on, the planetary ascension of Earth is the first time in the universe that a whole planet is ascending. Mother Earth is on her way already. And the star seeds are anchoring the light to raise the vibration of Mother Earth. And those of us who will participate, like myself, whenever I think about it, I try to let the light funnel through my body from the central sun down my spine, down into Mother Earth, and back out again via breath. Yeah, you know, that's one of the reasons they had that. They wanted to con people into wearing masks. You're depriving your breath, making you hard to breathe, making you hard to exhale the impurities. You keep recycling. So you're breathing bad air, which is destroying your body, which is preventing you from evolving. These evil bastards know what they're doing. It's intentional. And they're coming up with more scams. The World Health Organization is going to be working hard through the summer to get you to put your masks back on. And they're going to, wherever they can get away with it, which is just about everywhere on Earth, they are going to reinstate the lockdowns. They're going to attempt to make vaccines mandatory. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, the Galactic Federation, you guys are just moseying along like there's everything's okay. It's not. And you guys are moving too slow, and you could be moving faster. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call people like me, or, you know, show your faces, you know, and meet with us personally. Yeah, the Pleiadians put up the offer to land a small craft on a, if you have land. Well, how many poor people really have land? Oh, that knocks out the most of us, really. Most of us are renters, or even if we have houses, small property houses. Very, very few people have enough land for a Pleiadian ship to land on the property. So again, you're not going to be meeting with the people who really represent humanity at the street level, like myself. You know, I don't have a big piece of property you can land on. So the only way you're going to communicate with me is calling to my radio show. You know, and I don't know what your restriction is, why you can't do that. You know, there's ways to call in without giving away where your signal's coming from. How can you possibly not be able to figure that out? You know? But you better do something soon, Galactic Federation. And those of you who don't know about the Galactic Federation, look it up. Twitter's a great place to do, or you can just key in the 2012 portal blogspot, you know, .com. You know, you can, that's the Cobra site where the keyboard person represents it. And I have my, qualms about that location, their email. It's probably being intercepted by somebody on the dark side, because they wanted to know whom I knew that had a free energy machine, instead of responding properly to what I requested, that you show up. We have a meeting and you show up with a free energy machine, and if you convince me that your machine is applicable, we'll go see somebody that can put, engineer it into uses, homes, cars, etc. But you didn't respond properly to that red flag, red flag. So I got to wonder, are all of the any communications to you, or are they being intercepted by an identical, a duplicate email site? And of course, the people that run this machinery, they can set up a duplicate website. So when we try to email the Galactic Federation representatives, we're also emailing the duplicate dark side with the same email address. And they can intervene and pretend that they are the Galactic Federation, and they can block. If there's a real communication from the Galactic Federation, they know how to block that, that it doesn't get back to the person that who was looking to communicate with them. But there's no way that they're going to block a phone call to this radio show. Again, I'm knocking on your door again. If anybody out there listening knows some people with real connections to the Galactic Federation, pass the word along. We got to get this thing started. And I'm the best person to start talking to about it because I know about strategies. You know, unfortunately, I think there's a lack of imagination out there in the Galactic Federation. But there's those of us like myself here on Earth, we have plenty of imagination, the ability to invent strategic physical actions, the ability to invent new strategies. There is no real defense against a new strategy, and that's the best way to knock down the dark side. But you're not going to learn about that if you don't bother to communicate with those of us who do know how to invent those new strategies. And from all I've gathered, been able to gather at the limited amount of information you share, you guys don't have any new strategies. And you've even admitted that you've been fooled by the dark side. Well, jeez. More reason to communicate with people like myself. Hey, hopefully, listeners, pass the word around, and maybe we can... Maybe one of you out there knows someone in the Galactic Federation, and they can be coaxed into calling into this radio show. We got to start somewhere because we wait until the day of the event. You're going to be passing, trusting the government and the government republic, the way republics work, which is a bad choice. And it will not work out too well. Because those systems have to be dismantled and replaced with more agreeable systems that actually serve humanity and restrict the power of those in those positions of authority that are supposed to represent us. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at my song, Are You the Party in Kind? And followed by my anthem, original song, I Got to Be Somebody. And please visit all my CD baby recordings out there so I can make a few pennies on each time the song gets listened to. I've got the album Songs Better Than Dylan, 23 songs there, and another one, American Party Songs, 12 songs. That's a total of 35 original songs, you know, that represent my style of music. I have an original style, and I only do original material. I only record original material. So you can do me a favor, even if you don't download it, it's only 99 cents. You might find one of those songs worth downloading, of which 99 cents, I'll get paid 90 cents by CD Baby. But visit those things at CD Baby site. The name is Tom Edison, and the two albums are Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. Please do that. I need to, the worker deserves his wages. I am the worker. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 543-210.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, my stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the world, my idea.